I'm going to try to direct you and show you that one of the major problems that individuals have is when they encounter a problem with their own attorney, and then they try to go to the state bar to either get that addressed, or prior to going to the state bar, they actually go to another attorney. And when they go to an attorney, that attorney will sit there with them and he will tell you how much he understands your problems. He'll look into your eyes and he'll say, "Oh my God, what a terrible, terrible thing that other attorney has done to you. I want to help you so bad. And by the way, how much money do you happen to have?" Well, that question sounds like a normal question, but maybe the attorney is going to circle around and ask it in a slightly different way. And what he's going to ask you is, "Well, that other bad attorney, how much money did he take from you anyway?" And then you tell him, "Well, he took a retainer of $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever dollar amount." And as that attorney is hearing this, he's calculating, "Well, so this guy had $5,000 ready cash to give to this other attorney that ripped him off. Well, I'm sure he probably has at least another $5,000 or maybe even $10,000 in his pocket somewhere or someplace that he can get it to go after this attorney that wronged him. I mean, you do want to seek justice in America, right?" So this attorney will then tell you he wants a retainer and he'll get that retainer from you. And you really think that this attorney is going to go out and he's going to really simply go after this other attorney that's done this bad thing to you and bring him to justice and hold him accountable. Then maybe a month goes by and you call the attorney up and you say, "Well, gee, you know, I don't really want to be a big bother to you here, but I was wondering, you know, how's this matter going with the filing the lawsuit against this attorney that we talked about?" And he'll either say, "Well, gee, you know, I've been either tied up in a lot of cases, or I just have a couple more documents I'd like to get from you, and could you send that information over to me?" Well, the next thing is you find yourself sending a lot of documents to this attorney, and then you call him up again and ask him, "Well, you know, where are we at this case?" And since he's already used like the jukebox player number J3 about saying, "Well, you got to send me more documents," he moves to another area. "Well, I'm compiling these documents now," and he kind of goes to a different area of a jukebox and puts in another record playing thing, "but why don't you get back to me in a few days?" Well, generally what has happened now, you've went past about the first 30 days or 45 days, and you're about ready to get another invoice from this attorney. And when you get this invoice from this attorney, I mean, you practically fall off of your chair. Because you see, first of all the money you supposedly paid him is gone. And he's now having to pay an additional dollar amount for this investigation. And if you call back that attorney and say, "Hey, look at Bob, you know, I just got this bill here and you're still no closer to getting this thing done than what we were, you know, last month. Can you tell me where we're at?" Well, the attorney at that point in time might determine that either one, you don't have the patience to be his client because you're questioning his bill. You should just send that money in. Well, the next thing the attorney might say to you is, "Well, you know, I just don't really know if there's enough evidence here to go forward with this case against this other attorney. And I don't want to waste any more of your money in trying to pursue this." And you ask the attorney, "Well, wait, why didn't you tell me this about a month and a half ago before you took the first $5,000 or $10,000? And the attorney will say, "Well, he's simply building his case and gathering more information." Now, this scenario that I've just talked about, and some of you out there that are listening to this might be laughing or you might be crying because that same thing has happened to you. But other individuals that are listening to this out there that have not gone forward to utilize an attorney as of yet, therefore they have not had a problem with an attorney as of yet, therefore they have not had to seek another attorney to go after the problem they had with the first attorney, might think that we're just making all this up. Boy, aren't they really in for a real surprise here? And that's why it's important for you individuals that have not listened to attorneybusters.com and maybe have come to the program for the very first time today to pay close attention to the things that I'm going to be telling you and talking to you about. Because I'm going to show you the types of games that attorneys play that they know they will be backed up to the hilt by their brethren attorneys, being other attorneys who are going to supposedly take money from you to investigate a problem that you've got for another attorney. in the hopes that you're always thinking that, gee, you're going to get this one attorney out there that's going to say, my God, I can make a fortune on this case because this man has been so abused by this other attorney that he's going to do everything in his power to get that other attorney and get that money for you. That is not the way that attorneys look at this. These attorneys look at it in a way that they're thinking that if you proceed to get a judgment against another attorney, that means they're only one step away from having some other attorney coming out and getting a judgment against them for something they've probably already done wrong to previous 25 clients they've seen before you walked into their office. This is a vicious circle. It is a shark. What do you call them? Pit? No, that's a snake pit. Oh, it's both the same way. Well, this is attorneybusters.com. This is Gene 40. And we are doing our own investigations, and we're going to kind of wise you guys up. Come on back.